Welcome to day two.
Hello, this is David G. And I'm thrilled to be with you today for a meditation on health consciousness. According to modern Western science, health is defined as the absence of a definable disease. Ayurveda, the 5,000-year-old healing system, says health is not the absence of disease. Health is emotional and physical balance and integration. And so as we place our awareness today and every day on that balance of our mind and that balance of our body and the sweet dynamic exchange that they feed to each other throughout every moment, that will determine our level of health, ultimately happiness, ultimately fulfillment. And so let's explore today this concept of health consciousness. We now understand what health can be defined as. What's consciousness? Consciousness is pure, unconditioned awareness. We call it the observer. You are not your body. You are not your mind. You have a body, and you have a mind. And it is the silent observer, the silent witness, who sees all of this, knowing that none of these things are actually you. You are your silent witness. You are that observer. And so in each moment, we are the witness of every other moment. And when we can step back, remove all emotional charge and turbulence from a situation, and truly witness it, then more possibilities can unfold, can evolve, can truly sprout from that moment. And that's the beauty of meditation, and that's the beauty of these teachings, is that they help us quiet down just a little bit, so we can see more possibilities, so we can hear the whispers of the gods. So let's close our eyes, take a long, slow, deep breath in. And gently let that go. And let's do that one more time. Let's effortlessly release. And now sweetly follow your breath in and out, while drifting your awareness down to your toes and ever so gently, from an energetic level, not even from a physical level, scan your body. As you do that, you realize you're totally present in this moment. So you have this ability to do that. That took less than a minute to body scan. And now let's bring our awareness to our mind. Without judgment, the mind that receives 60,000 to 80,000 thought impressions a day. The mind that is the receiver of every possible experience that lands on you. And then, of course, there's our intellect, our discernment machine, our processor, that processes the 60,000 to 80,000. And when all that processing, metabolizing, distilling is done, what's left is your ego, your sense of self. And that's determined so much by your physical realm and so much by your emotional realm. The choices you make to choose I, me, and mine. So let's own that. Let's be okay. Let's have an ego meditation. Take another long, slow, deep breath in. And let that go. And gently follow your breath in and out. one of the sweet aspects of an ego meditation. There are some schools that say, kill the ego, eliminate the ego. And we would say, embrace it, understand it, know it better and better. It's your sense of self. And the more you understand what you own, what you claim, then you can have a deeper understanding of why. And then you'll make more conscious choices. So for this meditation, let's just keep drifting to all the things that we think we own. With our eyes closed, let's just drift for the next few minutes to all the things we think we own. Your car, the lane in front of you. There are literally tens of thousands of things that we believe we own. So let's put it all on the table and let's get there. I'll watch the time. Surrender to the sweet music and just float to everything in this world, material, ethereal, physical, emotional, relationship related, health related, spiritual. What is it that you think you own? Let's begin. And when you find yourself thinking about anything else that you don't own, ever so gently, drift back. What do I own? And so let's celebrate this ego meditation of the mind. drift away from your ego now. You can allow your ego to drift you away from your ego. Wasn't that amazing? Every single thing you think you own. We don't even have to do anything with this. It's our awareness, and that's what health consciousness is. Our attention, our awareness of all the things in our world that we touch. Core element of that are our relationships. It is through the mirror of our relationships that we see ourselves most powerfully and most divinely. So throughout the rest of your day, you may want to write this list down, get clearer on it, and you'll see a whole bunch of choices that you've made. And then you may ask yourself, why did I make that choice? What was I hoping to find? What was I looking for? How did it make me feel? Was I expecting someone else to praise me or comment on my choice? Or did I do that because I felt that so deep and core inside? In each moment throughout the rest of today and every day, you may ask yourself, am I making this choice purely for my heart and soul? Or am I doing this so that someone else responds in some way? Whatever you decide, whatever bubbles up, know that in every moment, you have the power and the ability to own, disown, lean towards, and lean away from anything that you've owned in the past. Here's an opportunity to start from scratch and determine what's truly important to you. From the sweet spot of the universe, this is David G. Wishing you a peaceful day, an ego-filled day, and a beautiful day of health consciousness. Namaste. See you in the gap.